number two. So in regards to the issue yesterday, someone had asked me to clarify in terms of halacha lemaisa lemaisa, what happens if someone thought that they only were going to have two candles and they lit two candles and it was the third night because that's all they thought they had, and then a third candle came. So we saw, according to the Mechaber, which, you know, David just asked me now, for Sfardim today in dormitories, it's a question how they could even make a bracha at all. It could be their yotze with their family all the way in Canada, who's lying, you know, by the North Pole over there. So that's a little bit of a, I say as a Vancouverite, you know, they're much further up north. So that's an open question, even if for Sfardim and dormitories. So that will, maybe David and I will discuss, and maybe we'll come back to revisit it. But what we did say, according to Ramo, says that you even make a bracha on the Hadrin, so then in such a case, it's really a question that there are some poskim who say, the El Yo Rabbah is medayik this way, in contrast to Machzus HaShekel and Simon Tav Reish Ayin Vav, who says you would not make a bracha, but the El Yo Rabbah assumes that one would, because according to the Rama, you and I tonight are going to be making a bracha mahadrin. Certainly, if we're the second person to light in the building, so then in such a case we're already only making a bracha mahadrin. So then the halacha might very well be that in such a case one would. So it's a machlokas haposkim. Bottom line is, when we have a machlokas haposkim on shilos like this, we would go lekula because safik brachos. Unless there's someone that you know, you have a tradition. I actually come from Gur. The Sfas Emes feels very strongly that you make a bracha on a hiddur. So it could very well be, in my particular tradition, you also come from Polish stock. It could be that in such a case, then in our tradition, so then it would very well be that we would make a bracha. But in terms of the general halacha, in such a case, it would be safik brachos lahakel, and that's how we would follow. Now, I'd like to start beginning to discuss the halachos of where you're supposed to light, actually coming back to the diyun of the Rama. Let's remind ourselves, the Rama was of the opinion that as long as it's clear that every person has their own menorah, so then in such a case, the halacha is that you make your own bracha, because it's obvious that there are a certain amount of people in the house. This is A's menorah, this is B. It doesn't have to say, someone asked me, in a case of where they're lighting in a hotel. So Ashkenazim could very well be lighting in a hotel. The problem is going to be weird. That's a separate issue, which we'll discuss. But he asked me, does he need to put his name on the menorah? So according to the pure halacha, it could very well be that there would be some type of inyan, but the minhag Yisrael is not to. As long as it's clear that there are certain people in the house, and each menorah is separate, the Ramah is of the opinion that you can make a bracha on the Hidr Mitzvah. Now, what happens Bizman Hazeh? Bizman Hazeh, where should the menorah be lit? So, Mi'ikar Dedina, the halachos in Taf Reish Ayin Aleph go as follows. Where is Makom Hanachasa? So, the pure halacha in Sif Hey is Ner Chanukah Miniach Al Pesach Hasamich LeRishus HaRabim. The Ner Chanukah is put by a doorway which is next to the Rishus HaRabim Mibachutz. Of course, it's well known that the Mechaber concludes Ubishas HaSakana during the time of Sakana Sheinu Rashai L'Kayim HaMitzvah Miniach Al Shulchan HaVidayo, and in such a case, you could make a bracha as well. But Me'ikar Adina, it's supposed to be, notice the Lashon, by the Pesach HaSamach L'Rishus HaRabim and by the Chatzer. Here in Eretz Yisrael, there is a famous machlokis between the Chazon Ish. This can be found in a few places in the Chazon Ish. In the Chazon Ish in Hilchos Chanukah, Chazon Ish in Hilchos Erevin, it has many, many nafkaminos, where the Chazon Ish claim that this halacha no longer applies today. Why? Because the Chazon Ish says that in their times, there was an idea called a chatzer. A chatzer was a private courtyard that was sheared by a few people, and they would do, in the language of the Chazon Ish, shimush miyuchadim. They would have very particular things that a person would only feel comfortable to do in the chatzer, and they would not feel comfortable doing outside. For example, laundry and so on and so forth. The Chazon Ish claims that today the courtyards, think of, let's say, even the courtyard in by our dormitory next to Parat Yosef. Technically, that's a courtyard in the front. But really, it's not much of a difference between the courtyard and the cobblestone road that passes by Moriah. Just a little bit less traffic. But it's a public thoroughfare for less people, but it's public thoroughfare. Argues the Chazon Ish, therefore this halacha of Chatzer no longer applies. And therefore the Chazon Ish said that if a person had a single home, so then in such a case he lights by the entrance of the home. The Brisker Rav disagreed. The Brisker Rav said, it's true, the Chatzer in those days is not exactly a Chatzer today, but a Chatzer is a Chatzer is a Chatzer. By the way, I throw out the question, it's been discussed, I'm not the first to raise it. Why is it that in America people are still lighting in the window? Because at the end of the day, now in certain places it's still, unfortunately, still a sakana. But Baruch Hashem, some of you come from nice neighborhoods where there is a where it's safe, it's relatively safe. So why is that we don't light outside the Pesach HaBayis? Or if you have a Chatzer, according to Brisker Rav, the Pesach HaChatzer, like a garden also would qualify you, right? A person has a family home, and then there's a lawn in front, so then it could very well be that there would be room to say that one should light by the entrance to the family garden. So Baruch Hashem, I'm talking Yerushalayim Mir HaKodesh, but that's a question that needs to be asked in New York City. Now, Zar Lin Yanenu, here in Eretz Yisrael, of course the custom is not in America, I'm not advocating for a change. My in-laws are very, love Eretz Yisrael so much, so they try to bring as many minhagim from Eretz Yisrael back. They're the only person on their block that lights outside. They light outside because they say that's what they see by their family in Israel, so they also, why not? So that's an interesting question, why most people do not do that way. Most people are still lighting in their window in the States, but Yerushalayim, it's well known. And that's where there is a big discussion today. There will be, most people in Bnei Brak will light in their window. However, most people in Yerushalayim will light in the entrance of the Chatzer because of the different hashbos of the different Gedolei Torah from those respective communities. Rav Nevenzal Shlita has a very, very interesting sheet over here. And if you think about it, Rav Nevenzal Shlita really comes, it's based, of course, on Rav Shlomo Zalman, no surprise there, but if you think about it, it finds roots in the Ramah that we had mentioned before. What did the Ramah say? The Ramah said, and with that maybe we'll also talk about the minhag in yeshiva dormitories for Ashkenazim, Sephardim, maybe in the future. What did the Ramah say? The Ramah said, everybody can make a bracha on a hiddur, as long as the Neros Chanukah, it's obvious what the amount of people are in the house and the amount of men, for places where only the men light, we'll get to it. Some places the men and daughter and women light. The question also about the wives, we'll get to all of that. But it's obvious when you look at the window, when you look at the doorway, how many people there are in the house. Says Rav Nevenzal Shlita, Heivanti, this is interesting. Normally, for those who are familiar with Nevenzal's Lashon, this is not so common. Heivanti midivrei Admor Zal, deba'ina denikar da'aneros hei mibayit zeh. It needs to be obvious that the lights are from this house. Where did Rav Shlomo Zalman get that from? L'chura Rav Shlomo Zalman, this is my understanding. Rav Shlomo Zalman got it. I didn't discuss with the Rebbe this morning. I spoke other things. I forgot to ask him. Presumably it's based on this Ramah. The Ramah said that you can make a Mahadran as long as it's obvious that there are 8 people in the house and it's the first night. However, if it's not obvious, then in such a case it's not so pashut at all. Therefore, Rav Nevenzal seems to come out that even if we follow the Brisker Rav in Yerushalayim, and therefore a Chatzer is a Chatzer is a Chatzer, and the appropriate place is B'Pesach HaChatzer, nevertheless, that would only apply in which it's a single home with a Chatzer. However, what is the most common Chatzer that exists today in most Jerusalem homes, and for that matter in Beit Shemesh as well, is what we have, what's called Cheder Madregot, right? In America, we, most of us, grew up in single family homes or double family homes. However, here in Israel, most people live, or many, many people, live in homes where there is this general stairway, and there's a larger building. So in such a case, Rav Nevenzal says it's not poshut at all to light over there. Why? By the entrance. Why? Because there, it's not clear whose house it's from. There are 10 apartments in that building, so it's not obvious who that's from. It seems that Rav Nevenzal Shlita would hold that in such a case, then the people should not light at the entrance of the Cheder HaMadrigot, Al Pi Rav Shlomo Zalman, but rather in such a case, they should light in the window. Speaking of lighting in the window, there is a major diyun, a major discussion in the poskim, where Reb Moshe Feinstein, it's not surprising, where you, if you take into account where Reb Moshe lived on the Lower East Side, the Reb Moshe lit in his window. Reb Moshe was well above 20 amos. The halacha over here is that you're supposed to light within 20 amos of the ground, as well as the menorah should be no higher than 10 tefachim and no less than 3 tefachim from the ground. So that's where, by the way, sometimes the windows are actually higher, which is a little bit of an issue. But lichatchila, it's supposed to be 3 tefachim from the ground, no less than 10 tefachim above. Reb Moshe lit in the window, if I'm not mistaken. Reb Moshe lit in the window on a building that was, he was well up there. I don't know exactly which floor he lived, but he definitely was above 20 amos. So Reb Moshe has a tshuva. Reb Moshe says that Persume Nisa will also qualify with the building across. The building across the street, and those of you who know the Lower East Side, you pass it on the FDR, you see it's full of these big buildings that are all facing each other. So Reb Moshe's window was facing somebody else, and you could be Mekayim Persume Nisa in such a way as well, by lighting by that window. What's that?
Well, there's no apartment across.
It is no apartment. Of course, it's a real question. It's a real question in such a case, what one should do, but you could still light with the bracha, because at the end of the day, the halacha is, b'shas ha-sakana, meniach ha-shulchano, then you can make a bracha. What emerges then, in terms of the people, yeshiva bachurim, so here there's quite an interesting question of where one is supposed to light. If you can't light in the dormitory, so then where is a person supposed to light? You're supposed to light where you sleep. So you should know, I have an interesting story with this, I'll conclude tomorrow, Amir Tzashem, in the future, we'll continue more halachos. I'll just conclude, my first year in YU, I made a mistake in Hora. And that was, it was the first night of Hanukkah, the first night of Hanukkah was Matzoy Shabbos, it was Matzoy Shabbos, and it didn't even dawn on me, the Rav Shechter has a very interesting shita. Rav Shechter holds that the only place you're supposed to light is where you sleep. And you know that you can't light in the dormitory. As we experience that fires in the dormitory are not such a good thing. So, it's been that way for many, many years that we didn't light, that you don't light. So Rav Shechter actually holds your stuff. So there are guys in YU who live in, it's not fair, the guys who live in Montreal, they're really stuck. Triple stuff, but the regular guys who are in the tri-state area, there were some guys who used to go home every night to light at home where they sleep. So I went over to Rosh Hashanah. It was Motzei Shabbos, first night of Hanukkah. I said, I innocently asked, you know, like a regular Shana Aleph guy, I innocently asked the rabbi, where am I supposed to light? And he says, I don't know if you could light anywhere. And that sounded so strange to me. So I did a no-no. I called my Rebbe from Torah Midas. I called Rabbi Yisrael Reisman. He said, yeah, I know Rosh Hashanah is worried about it. It's okay. The minhag has always been in the yeshivas to light in the lunchroom. So that has been for generations. Because you can't light in the dormitory, the minhag was, if the second best is where you eat. So second best would be where a person eats. And that's been the minhag Yisrael. The truth is, it's not ideal even for Ashkenazim, because we said that has to be minkar, how many people are in the house, v'chule, v'chule. So it's not ideal, but that's been the minhag Yisrael for many, many years. Rosh Hashanah wasn't clear to him at all that one can make a bracha, but for many, many years that was the minhag of the yeshiva. So if a person has the opportunity to choose whether to light on the landing or whether to light on in the place where they eat, the landing is neither here nor there. The kitchen, the dining room, especially the dining room that's looking out with the windows, over the stairs over here in yeshiva. Again, the minhag Yisrael for Ashkenazim is a yeshiva bachurim do light. They do light with a bracha, but if you're asking me what is the most ideal place, I would say that it's in the dining room if you have the Persume Nisa of the boys in yeshiva, as well as the Persume Nisa of those people who are in the Kotel Plaza. Yes, Yitzchak, and this will conclude. We'll pick on Mirza Shem Rabosai next time.
Why does yeshiva have us light? Like,
maybe there are other.
Maybe you think we're allowed to.
I